WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ. You can find CJ at her website. It's fireitupwithcj.com. And before we get into the show, I want to say blessings to everyone. If you celebrate Thanksgiving or Hanukkah and starting to get ready for Christmas, whatever, even if it's just a quiet afternoon in Canada, blessings to you all. I want to say hello to everyone because everyone, you know, everyone celebrates something different. So blessings to everyone on this great day.
Thank you. What a wonderful thing to say. I love that even if you're in Canada.
Because they celebrated Canadian Thanksgiving in October. My daughter goes to school in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Her school celebrates Canadian Thanksgiving along with Canada because they're right on the border there. And so they already celebrated their Canadian Thanksgiving, but if they were smart, they would join in with us.
You know, I know because my mom is in Vancouver, BC. We go up to it for her birthday and Thanksgiving. We go up and we celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada, and then we come down here and celebrate a month later.
Yeah,
so it's kind of nice. We have two Thanksgivings.
I think that's a great idea. Who doesn't love two Thanksgivings? We eat turkey year round. My husband and I always bake a turkey about once a month. It makes, you know, it's healthy. It's, you know, I don't do all the stuffing and all that. I just do a turkey and I'll stuff it with, I put fruit and vegetables in it and that, but it's a good healthy meal and it lasts several days.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. One time someone asked me, you know, of all the holidays, which is your favorite? And my ultimate favorite is Thanksgiving because it's all about family and getting to get together and extended family and friends. And it's one of those holidays that doesn't seem to be commercialized yet.
Not yet. Except, well, they're skipping it now.
What do you mean they're skipping it?
Well, they're going from Halloween to Christmas and Black Friday and shopping. But you know what? If you choose, that's how you like it. We like to get the ads even if we don't shop. And we like to look through the ads and see, like, do like a funny wish list. You know, if you could have all the stuff in the ads, what would you want? If you were, you know, even the toys. My kids are grown. Even the toys, we like to look at all the toys and see, oh, we want this and that. It's just something fun we do after dinner while we're cleaning up and stuff. So it's something to do with all the ads in the newspaper. But it is it's a great holiday to sit down and just relax. And, you know, you got what football's on and the parades are on and all the good movies are on TV. And, you know, and you're just chatting with friends. And it's very, what's the word? I lost the word. There's a lot of reminiscing and history and, you know, tradition.
Yeah. That's what I love about it. I love the history, the tradition. And it's one of the few times in probably a whole given year that we actually have gratitude and we're conscious of gratitude and all the things that we have versus thinking about the next day on Black Friday, all the things that we want. We can at least be grateful for the things that we have. So we actually have our next guest is perfect for this show because she wrote this book, Feeding the Hungry Ghosts. And I thought she could talk to us a little bit about mindful eating, mindful celebration. And so Ellen Kanner is talking about this newest book. And I love this book because it's very playful and soulful at the same time, which is a hard mix to strike. But this book is funny and soulful and interesting. It's just it's a combination of lots of different things. It's a seasonal. You would love this, Cassandra. It actually takes a seasonal look month by month into various seasons and comes up with a bunch of vegan recipes that are congruent with this season and then tells a story about some of the various recipes in here. Love it. Anyway, so welcome, Ellen.
Oh, thank you. I'm loving being here.
Are you loving today? How's your Wednesday prior? Because are you cooking at your house today?
Yes. When we set up time for this show, I said, this is going to be perfect because I will have done all the messy, heavy work, and I am now in my Thanksgiving zone. I've got the gratitude going on. I'm really feeling it because I've already done the work.
It's all over. And you know what? It's really hard because I think when you're hosting, which I've done a couple times, it's, you know, you're worrying about the napkin rings and the place settings and where'd that fork go, and you're running around kind of, I think for me at least, I would say I was pretty, I was not conscious. I was just running around on autopilot, and it's hard. I think it's hard when you're hosting. So what's the Thanksgiving zone look like for you, and how did you get there?
Planning and more planning.
How far in advance were you planning for Thanksgiving?
Well, as with your family, it is our family favorite, so everyone gets geared up for it quite early. Can we fly in for this? And, I wind up inviting neighbors and friends. So I'd say it starts forming at least a month in advance.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't shop until just a couple days before, but I love to invite people over. So this is how a small family Thanksgiving winds up being family, friends, neighbors, 24.
So you're having 24 people over.
Yeah, and to me, you know, you guys can come too. There's always room for people you love.
You know, it's funny because that's always been how Thanksgiving was in my house. It's, you know, I'd run into a friend. I'm like, oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You're like, oh, I'm just going to. I'm like, oh, come over to my mom's house. Like, it's just, we would just have that kind of house where you would invite everyone over to your house. I mean, it was not a big deal. It was just even the cashier. Do you want to come over to our house? You don't have Thanksgiving plans? Come over to our house.
Yeah, we invited the plumber.
I love that. But don't you think that's how it should be? I don't know. Why not?
I absolutely think it's how it should be. Thanksgiving is about gratitude and inclusiveness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually think the inclusiveness stuff, not everyone has. I mean, it's not necessarily the ethos, but that was definitely the ethos in our family, where it's about inclusiveness, connection, inclusiveness. Like, you have a place to be. Regardless of whether you think you have a place to be, you have it. You just have to ask, right?
That's lovely. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So mindful eating. Now as I'm just slurping down, hopefully I will not be slurping down. I thought this is going to be a perfect thing. I'm going to talk to Ellen. And during Thanksgiving, I'm going to cherish every bite. I'm going to be mindfully eating my Thanksgiving, and she's going to teach me how. So teach me. What do I need to do?
You slurp, I'll talk. I think mindful eating starts before you take that first bite. Mm-hmm. It starts with, well, for me, it starts with the shopping and cooking and the growing. I think where everything comes from. Mm-hmm. And having that kind of connection really helps before, you know, you dig into the cranberry sauce.
Okay, let's say I'm standing next to you. I'm in the grocery store with you, and I'm just like, you know, a silent shopper next to you watching you. What would it look, feel, taste like to be next? I mean, not next. That sounds creepy. What would it be like if I were shadowing you shopping and kind of enjoying all the origins of the food? If I could have a little mind bubbles and a little videotape. That's what I'm looking for.
The video would be really colorful because, to me, Thanksgiving is taking advantage of the fall harvest. So there would be beautiful greens. There would be gorgeous pumpkin and you know, russet-colored squash. There would be brilliant cranberries. There would be apples and pears. There would be green beans. There would be tomatoes. Yum.
Mm. You know what? One time I was talking to Cynthia Lair, who is a cook in this region, and she said, I just look at the food, and I see which tomato am I drawn to? Because generally my instincts are right, that when I look at the tomato or I look at that pomegranate or I look at, you know, whatever, I'm looking at the color of those things, and they're screaming out to me, pick me, pick me, which I love. And now when I go to the grocery store, when I'm shopping, I think about that. I think, which of these pieces of fruits and vegetables are just screaming to be taken because they're just so full of color and life?
I think that's an excellent approach. I mean, think of it, well, it's now it's my turn to sound creepy. It's a little bit in terms of dating. You know, when you look at someone, yeah, I like the looks of you.
Yeah. 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 I want to sleep with that tomato. That's what I think.
I could have a very intimate experience with this tomato. But think, you know, we were talking about mindfulness. What you put in your mouth is just as intimate as who you sleep with.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I never thought of it that way. And I love actually in your book how you're talking about, you're putting in the history of that. You know, when someone came up with, and I've never thought about it, you know, cooking is very alchemical. Someone sat and thought about, I'm going to mix, you know, this with this, and will it taste good? And I don't, who would have thought to put marshmallows and sweet potatoes? Who's the alchemical genius who came up with that? I love the history of all the foods. What are the histories of the foods during this time that intrigue you?
Well, as with all holidays, all holiday feasts, it starts with what's in season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we did have supermarkets, before we could get anything anytime we want, if you wanted to eat, you had to go with what was fresh and local.
Mm-hmm.
There were not a lot of roads 100 years ago or things you could get to quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that kind of connection. Okay, I'm going to have to go to my local farm to get, or my own farm to get what we're cooking. I love that.
Mm. Okay, so in Florida, what is in season and local? I mean, do you guys grow pumpkins here, or are those?
Yes, I have my pumpkins are actually taking over my very, very small vegetable garden. The vines are, they're very happy where they are, so they're proliferating. One of the things I have learned about growing food is, like, no one ever thinks of pumpkins in Miami. We have a native pumpkin. It's called Seminole pumpkin. It's really small and sweet, and so it's just right for a small plot.
And retired.
Yes.
I love it. I didn't realize that they're native pumpkins. I never even thought that they're probably native pumpkins. Does that mean that there's probably a pumpkin that's native to the Northwest that I have here that I'm not even aware of?
Oh, I bet there is. Because there's a whole, like, squash, bean, corn thing that's really, I mean, they all kind of went together. They were grown together.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so more about your tradition. So tell me a little bit about some of the specific traditions that you have in your family or for during
this
Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm going to tell you our specific family tradition, and I'm going to tell you so you do not take this on yourself. This started with my mother, and I think it is so adorable that I have to keep going with it.
Okay.
Even to my detriment. because she also wanted a sense of inclusiveness. You know, we always have friends and people we don't know very well, but we want them to feel at home. So my mother started this tradition where she says, what food makes it Thanksgiving for you?
Mm.
And we always include it. So it's getting to be like the table gets really crowded. But everyone has to have something that makes it their holiday.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's very sweet. I love that.
I love it, too. And I was thinking, you know, okay, there's our family. There are friends and neighbors who are Swiss, German, Cuban, Jamaican. And, you know, there are little kids who have, you know, like a 9-year-old palate, and there's my father who's 79. So you get, it's a really interesting mix.
Yeah. If I were coming, I'd bring pot stickers because I'm Chinese, and like during our Thanksgiving, pot stickers and noodles were part of our Thanksgiving and rice, right? So, which is probably not part of anyone's Thanksgiving except a Chinese person's Thanksgiving.
No,
so
but my friend is Italian, and so he always wanted pasta at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when, of course, because that's part of their family traditions. I think your mom's right on it. I mean, it probably does take a lot of the room in the table, but everyone's happy. You know, they get to share their authentic Thanksgiving. All right, so we have to break, but we actually have Ellen Kanner, who's talking to us about her book, Feeding the Hungry Ghosts, and it was named Book of the Year by Veg News. Yay! Congratulations on that. And I would say it's an excellent stocking stuffer. I know we're not thinking about Christmas yet, but if you are, I would think this would be a great stocking stuffer for a vegan or a friend like that. So we'll be right back.